brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are into the second hour. Thanks for joining us yet again. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here. And it is Tuesday, July 17th, 2012. Just had a great segment with Ed Griffin there and a lot of talk about the gun confiscation that has already taken place in America and that could take place in the months ahead if anything goes down out of the ordinary. We've got callers on the line. If you'd like to join us, we're taking calls today from military and law enforcement personnel who have firsthand knowledge and experience of gun confiscation, either drills or active missions. And that 800 number is 1-800-259-9231. Yes, I finally got that memorized after reading it off the sheet for so many times. That 1-800-259-9231. Now, for some other news, and by the way, straight ahead, at the bottom of this hour, we've got that whistleblower who was a former employee of GlaxoSmithKline. He and his coworker were the two people who took information to the government that resulted in Glaxo paying a $3 billion fine. Yes, $3 billion, the largest in the history of medicine. But here's some other news that might interest you. And by the way, we will go to callers in the next segment. But first, check this out. The IRS has no legal basis to collect the Affordable Care Act tax, Obamacare, in other words. It's all an act. This is the headline that we've got. This is up on Infowars.com. It's a naturalnews.com story by Ethan Huff. And the thrust of it is that even though the IRS is now put in charge of collecting this penalty, well, now they call it a penalty, but of course it's a tax, right? The IRS has no legal ability to collect this penalty. And in fact, all they can do is send you threatening letters and try to intimidate you into voluntarily paying it. How's that for interesting? I guess some people would argue that the entire income tax is voluntary, but that's probably a whole different show. In any case, the only way that the IRS can actually get this money from you legally under current law and regulations is to take it out of your withholdings. In other words, to not send it back to you. So this is another great reason to not have the IRS take as much money out of your paycheck every month and then send you back a refund at the end of the year, because that's how they can then have leverage over you for the Obamacare penalty. Now, I'm on the record saying that I refuse to participate in this. I refuse to buy health care in the corrupt mafia medical system. I refuse to pay the IRS this penalty, but I guess they're just going to probably take it out of my withholdings and there's nothing that I can do about it. That's the reality that we're facing in America, but I will not voluntarily participate in this corrupt criminal medical system. That's bottom line. If they take it out of my filings because I do file taxes, that's a battle that I don't wish to deal with right now. You know, I'm not a tax protester person. So I do pay taxes. If they take it out, then I guess I just have to write it off as another loss to the corrupt police state for a service that I will never use, because I don't go visit doctors. I'm in perfect health. Here's my medicine right here. I'm famous for bringing these jars onto the show. This is my superfood. This is what I eat. It's high mineral nutrition, phytonutrients, plant-based nutrition, man. This is what keeps me going. This is why I'm healthy, why I don't have diabetes. Just for those of you who may not know me that well, I used to be borderline diabetic, type 2, right on the edge of it. I used to be borderline obese. I used to have chronic pain. I used to have depression and high cholesterol, all those things. That was like, I don't know, 12 years ago now. And how did I get healthy and stay healthy? It's nutrition. It wasn't doctors. It wasn't Obama's healthcare system. It wasn't vaccines. I haven't been vaccinated in well over 20 years maybe now. I don't know the exact number. And I wish I was never vaccinated, frankly. But, you know, if God wanted us to have vaccines, he wouldn't have given us an immune system, right? All right, a lot more. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with more calls and more news straight ahead. Stay with us.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are well into the second hour here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, filling in today. And, of course, we're at the InfoWars.com studios here in Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining us. It's always great to be here and to reach out to you with all this incredible information. I always love InfoWars callers, too. They're so well-informed. You know, if there's anywhere that I would want to just hang out with really cool people, it would be at an InfoWars event, because I know you could just talk to people about reality. You know, you don't have to deal with delusions. You don't have to deal with people who are uninformed. It's just talking about reality. And that's sort of what I left off with there in the last segment, is this quote that I'm fond of saying. You know, again, if God wanted us to take vaccines, he wouldn't have given us an immune system. And there's a lot of people find that funny, but it's true. You know, why do you have an immune system? Because you're supposed to survive. You're supposed to have that blueprint for health and vitality. And you're supposed to feed it right with nutrition, with minerals, with vitamins and nutrients and real food, not with GMOs and vaccines and chemicals and hormones and antibiotics and all those things. I don't mean to segue into health too much because we've got so much other news here, but it is important. And by the way, I prepared another quote, and see if we can show that on screen for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Another quote, because I believe in divine truth, divine rights. Here's another quote I put together. If our Creator did not want us to be free, he would not have given us free will. Now think about that for a minute, and think about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the divine inspiration of those documents. Why is the First Amendment a divine right? Why is the Second Amendment a divine right? You might be asking, whoa, why? How can that be a divine right? Well, look around you. Look around you in nature. If you go see a cactus plant, for example, that cactus plant has its own Second Amendment rights, the right to keep and bear spines. And the spines protect the little cactus plant from predators. And the spines are nature's way of saying, leave me alone. Let me just grow here in my own space and mind my own business. And that is common throughout nature. You see defenses in plants and animals and so on. It is a divine truth to have the right to defend yourself, to protect yourself, your family, your children, your community, your neighborhood. That is a divine right. It is granted to us by our Creator. It is not something that we have to go begging the King to give us because he feels like we should have it for that day or that week or that year. It is a divine right, and it cannot be taken away from us. And free speech is the same way. It's a divine right to have that freedom of expression. You see that again reflected throughout nature, in plants and animals, and in just patterns of nature throughout the cosmos. Freedom of expression is really a reflection of the intent of God and the Creator. I'm not going to get preachy on you here. I just want to share that, you know. There is a divine element behind everything that we do here. When we talk about freedom of speech, when we talk about the right to defend yourself against aggressors and against violent criminals, those are divine rights, and we will not give them up, not under any circumstances. If you're an info warrior out there and you enjoy the show, remember, we do not give up these rights. We do not surrender what is divine in our lives. Oh, they're showing some cactus right there on the screen. Yes, some succulents on screen. Thank you for that, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. All right, I want to go to some more callers right now. I've got tons of other news, but I actually think the callers are more important than this other news right now. So the phones are all, wow. Okay, let's go to Chad in Long Island, former Army. Chad, thank you for your call, and you're on the show here on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mr. Adams?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in. Great to hear your voice.
Great to hear you, sir. One, I just want to say to all the veterans and all the police and all the first responders, remember your oath. That's number one. Number two, how can you vilify a tool? That's like a carpenter saying a hammer's bad because he hit his hand. A gun is nothing more than a tool. It's the person that uses it is evil, not the tool itself. And that's what we need to remember, and we need to instill that in our children, is that you can't blame tools for all the problems in the world. You have to blame the individuals.
That's right. We've got to have the ethics. We've got to have the morals. We have to have that personal responsibility, which is, again, taught in many religions. It's a code of ethics that makes society more peaceful. And you're right. That tool can be used to protect life, to defend life. Why do people think cops carry guns? To stop violence. I mean, that's the way they're trained, to stop the violence, using the threat of force against someone who doesn't have those ethics. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, I definitely would agree with that. And I think that also we as citizens need to weed out the people that are in authority that have those guns and use the authority to brutalize and step on the necks of the poor people of this world.
Oh, of course. You know, of course, we can't tolerate corruption. We can't tolerate bad cops. Absolutely.
Exactly. I mean, my thing is, I personally believe, Mr. Adams, and this is just my personal belief, I think there should be all across this country citizens groups that police the police for the corrupt police that are in these neighborhoods and in these communities. Because where I live in Long Island, it is corruption like you would not believe. I mean, they have illegal roadblocks all the time. Meanwhile, you got prostitutes down the street. You got drug dealers down the street, and they do nothing to these people, but yet they want to check people's registrations, make sure you got your seatbelt on.
Oh, I know.
Mr. Nanny guarding you all the time. You know?
No, think but about it. Like in L.A. County or Ventura County in California, they use the sheriff's deputies to go out and raid at gunpoint the raw milk sellers. Meanwhile, the drug dealers and the violent criminals down the street are completely unmolested oftentimes because there's such a shortage of law enforcement. Great call, Chad. Really appreciate your thoughts. Let's go to Ray in Virginia, former Army. Is that correct, Ray?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike, is it?
Yes, sir, Mike Adams.
Okay, Mike. I want to kind of chastise you for some of the terminology you use when you're talking about military and police and all that, in the sense that I hear patriots all the time saying that all the cops, military, are not bad, okay?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
All right. Understand something. The global corporation is here, okay? And we're simply working for a corporation in any status we have in it, okay, as we live, all right? And I'll tell you, there ain't no way you can quit your job. Like, if you work for IBM and you didn't like company policy, theoretically you can quit, okay? But this global corporation, IBM, all these other small companies, you know, whatever, they're just subsidiaries of the global corporation. Okay?
Yeah, but what I mean is that I know a lot of law enforcement. I know sheriff's deputies, for example. They have said they will not participate in, for example, gun confiscation. They have boundaries that are based on their own ethics, their own respect for life and liberty. I'm not saying, you know, some of them have those boundaries and some of them don't, obviously. And I just don't want to paint all law enforcement as bad people, because they're absolutely not. I know a lot of guys that will defend rights when it comes down to it. So are you saying that if they work for law enforcement, they're automatically tied into that global system? Or what exactly are you saying, sir?
Okay, let me deal with the word cop or a police. When I was a child, they were still called peace officers. Okay?
Yeah, right. You're right.
All right. Now, what would you expect from a peace officer if you seen where a situation might get out of control, where some damage could take place? You would expect him to come and restore peace, okay?
Keep the peace. That's it.
All right. Now, what do you think is, why do they morph this thing over into calling them policemen for? They're going to police you, man, you know?
You know, you're right about that. We should say police officer, or a peace officer. See, I did it again. We should say peace officer. And in fact, Alex is good at this, reminding us that they are the servants, that they serve the people. So you're absolutely right about that point. I really appreciate that. Peace officer. We will keep that in mind. I appreciate your call. It could be an interesting conversation, but I want to give room to other callers. But I will keep that in mind. Peace officer. Yes, got it. Sam in California from the Air Force, it says. Go ahead, Sam. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me good?
Yeah, you're coming through just fine. Go ahead.
Awesome. Okay, one quick comment and then a very short story, hopefully fairly short. Anyway, if guns kill people, then pencils misspell words, and we should confiscate all the pencils.
Well, pencils can stab people, too, so I think you're right. We should confiscate all pencils, especially the sharp ones. Those are the dangerous ones.
So in 2007, I reread George Orwell's 1984. Because I was seeing things happening that reminded me of it, so I figured I should read it again. Well, it chilled me to the bone because of the parallels I saw with what's going on in our society today. And then now, since then, it seems like I can't go through a day without listening to some radio show and not hear other people saying the same thing that I saw. That we are now living in George Orwell's 1984.
Yes, and if not worse.
It's chilling to the bone. It truly is. And 4 years now, I've had a stinking feeling in my stomach, a lot like Alex says, that the worst is yet to come.
Well, you and me both, brother. I feel the same thing. And you know, we being beings who have compassion for other humans, for other our brothers and sisters all across the planet, we don't want to see bloodshed. We don't want to see suffering. We don't want to see loss of freedom. That's why we're here, man. That's why we want to see liberty. We want to see peace. We want to see achievement by humanity. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, we do. And when I see what's going on in Syria, and they're doing that in our name, it makes me sick. It makes me truly sick. I cry.
Yeah, it makes me sick, too. I mean, war is sick. It is a sickness. It is a psychosis of power-hungry tyrants who run the world governments. And I appreciate your call. We've got to go to break here. But you're right. War is the desire to have power and dominion over others is a kind of mental disorder. Maybe we should have a new FDA pharmaceutical to treat that. I'm joking. But we'll be right back. Stay with us, okay? Right back.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You know, I was really struck by the linguistic reminder of one of the previous callers. He's exactly right. We've got to be careful about what language we use, because that language goes right into your brain and becomes a kind of truth. Your brain interprets language and makes it real even when it's not real. And this is why we get phrases. I wrote down some notes during the break. This is why we get phrases. Oh, and by the way, if you're just joining us, this is the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. He'll be back tomorrow, by the way. But one of the phrases we often hear in the mainstream media is, of course, gun violence. This is a linguistic trick. It's trying to link guns with the word violence. But was there actually gun violence? Is there such a thing? Violence has to be an act with an intent, and a gun can't have any intent because it has no free will. So you don't see, for example, if there's a machete type of massacre somewhere in some other developing nation, you don't hear them come on the air and say, well, there was these people were victims of machete violence. Or somebody gets stabbed with a knife, you don't hear on the news, oh, there's knife violence. You don't hear that. They only use that phrase for guns. But they don't report all the people that were protected by them. So what about the phrase gun protection? So instead of, you know, what about, let's say, an elderly person, Mrs. Parkerson, whose the break-in to her house was prevented by a neighbor with a concealed carry permit, and Mrs. Parker was therefore a beneficiary of gun protection. You never hear that on the news. That's not news. They won't report that. Even though that happens maybe, who knows, hundreds of times more often than somebody actually becoming a, quote, victim of being shot by somebody with bad intent. So we got to watch these words. So gun violence is a brain trick. That phrase is a trick. And gun protection is actually far more common. Now, some other terms, of course, is a peace officer, like the caller mentioned. He's right about that. Instead of law enforcement, we should refer to them as peace officers. And also, instead of public officials or authorities, we should refer to people in the government as public servants. So you got that? These are the three phrases that I want to encourage us all to use, all of you listening out there. We want to be informed and tell the truth using accurate language. We have gun protection when firearms are used in the protection of life and property, and that happens very often. We want to use the phrase peace officer to refer to cops, police, law enforcement, and so on. Peace officer. And then we want to use the phrase public servants when we're talking about bureaucrats, authorities, you know, enforcers of codes and things like that. But of course, again, on the mainstream media, you're going to get the spin of all this. You're going to get gun violence. You're going to get police officers, like they're supposed to police you. And then you're going to get government authorities, as if they are the authorities over you and your life. It's all an act, okay? It's all just a facade, a linguistic little mind trick that they use to try to convince you that something is real when it isn't. The truth is that your rights are granted to you by the Creator. They are described by the Bill of Rights. They are then selected powers are delegated to a government for the sole purpose of serving the interests and the protection of life and liberty of the people. That's the way it works. And anybody who tells you otherwise is psychotic, insane, crazy, evil, deceptive, trying to trick you, trying to take your power, trying to take your money. Anybody who says the government is the powerful entity and then they grant you the people rights, that person is a dangerous person and doesn't belong in America, period. They should leave the country, go to some communist regime, go join North Korea for all I care. You can give up your guns, give up your free speech, give up your rights. You can go to North Korea and live in a country where the barbed wire keeps you in. And you can worship the latest version of Kim Jong-il, whoever that happens to be generation after generation. Yeah, just bow down on the ground, lick their boots, and do your little fake cry for how much you love living under total tyranny. Otherwise, if you want to live in America, you should honor American rights and values and that sacred freedom and liberty that makes America great. And there's no more excuses for any of it. I'm tired of the linguistic mind games. I'm tired of the double speak from Obama and Romney the same. I'm tired of just the lies that keep coming out of Washington. It's just too much. I'm just sick of it. So let's tell the truth. And that's what we practice doing right here on Infowars.com. And of course, I'm happy to be here and be part of that. Now, coming up after the coming break, we've got a great truth teller, a whistleblower, a former employee of GlaxoSmithKline, the company that just pleaded guilty to criminal fraud and ended up paying a $3 billion fine. Yeah, billion to the U.S. government. Kind of wonder where that money goes, by the way. Who gets the $3 billion? Whose budget does that go into? They don't tell you that. But anyway, we're going to have an interview with him, Blair Hamrick, coming up right after this break. Lots of incredible details about the bribery of doctors and much more. It'll blow your mind. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're continuing here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Thanks for continuing with us. We have a worldwide exclusive for national radio interview coming up for you right now. The interview is with Blair Hemrick. He is one of the two people, the other is Gregory Thorpe, who were former employees of GlaxoSmithKline. And Blair, in particular, was a drug rep. And as he began to see some, I'll say, not quite so above the board activities going on inside the company, he raised the alarm. And he ended up losing his job and has been out of work for many, many years. We'll talk about that. And ended up turning information over to the Department of Justice, which then reached a $3 billion settlement with GlaxoSmithKline. That was widely distributed or widely publicized in the last week or so. And it's the largest settlement in the history of Big Pharma. Now, Blair joins us now here on the Alex Jones Show to give us details about what he saw going on inside the company. This will give you a clue about the runaway criminality that exists today in what I call mafia medicine. And Blair Hemrick joins us by Skype video to give us the details. Blair, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Mike. Nice to be here. Thanks a lot for having me.
You bet. It's great to have you on. Now, give us just a quick background for the many listeners across the country and around the world about your how did you start out with Glaxo? I mean, what position did you have there?
I started out with Glaxo as a sales rep, just a sales rep calling on primary care physicians. After a couple of years with the company, I was promoted to what was called a therapeutic area specialist. What that is basically you call on specialists, more specifically neurologists, doctors who have not your primary care guys, but your specialists. And my job essentially was recruiting these specialists to speak to other physicians about Glaxo products.
Now, I know that we spoke before, and I asked you about the kickbacks and the bribery to doctors. I know that in that position as a specialist, one of your jobs was to recruit doctors and make sure they were paid very well to go on speaking gigs. You told me they could make as much as $2,000 for a 30-minute speech promoting a drug to other physicians. Tell us about how that worked.
Well, how that works is, you know, depending on how desirable the physician is, you know, interestingly enough, there's a website where people can look and see if your personal physician is in the pocket of Big Pharma. It's called ProPublica.com. And you can, and now it only goes back for about a year. You know, of course, pharma doesn't want to disclose what they've been paying the physicians before that. But anyway, it's based upon how desirable the speaker is, meaning how well thought of he was, or if they were a high writer, if they wrote a lot of prescriptions, if they had a lot of business. And it could be anywhere from $500 a talk to $2,500 was one of the most that one of my physicians got.
But they could stack these. They could have multiple talks in one day. I remember you saying so. They could they could rack up, let's say, $6,000 in one day, and it was so lucrative for some doctors, these kickbacks, that they actually stopped seeing patients in their own practice and just went became sort of professional speakers, making all this money.
Right. Well, I mean, as I told you before, I mean, some of these offices I would go. I'm sorry about the dog barking.
It's all right. He's enthusiastic about this too.
Yeah, she sure is. Anyway, a lot of these, you know, many times I'd walk into offices and docs are like, "Oh, you're the guy who sets up the programs. Can you get me a gig?" You know, and so you know, these docs, you know, they would all their travel was paid for. They would schedule them for sometimes a breakfast meeting, a lunch meeting, and a dinner meeting all in one day. And so they get three honorariums is what they call it. And so they get three of their speaking fees.
So this was characterized by the Department of Justice as a system of kickbacks, and it really is generally just called bribery. It seems like these doctors were being financially incentivized or sort of paid as a, quote, speaking gig when they would write higher prescriptions for the GlaxoSmithKline drugs. But a lot of these doctors really in the open market wouldn't command those kinds of speaking fees, and often they would just speak to maybe six people at a time or things like that. Is that correct?
That's correct. I even had one physician. We flew to Louisiana, and he wanted me to go with him, and he spoke to one physician. So there was five drug reps, one physician, the doctor that I brought in, and we went to a fish camp in Louisiana. And I don't recall what his honorarium was at the time, but you know it was a nice weekend for him to go home to his hometown, and you know, so I mean it's a pretty nasty business. I mean it's you know, and as I said, you know, if you read ProPublica, you can see that there's guys still making a lot of money doing this.
Well, yeah, one doctor, this came out in the Department of Justice lawsuit or settlement documents. One doctor was paid, I believe, around $2 million. It also came out that another celebrity radio doctor had received, I think, $275,000. That was reported in the Wall Street Journal. And that he then went on the air and discussed, I think, intimacy or depression during intimacy, but failed to disclose to his audience that he was taking money from the drug company.
That's right. I think that was Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew. And he was discussing intimacy and depression because many of the SSRIs have sexual side effects, a decreased libido. And so what Glaxo decided to do was that because Wellbutrin's not an SSRI, they decided to promote it to increase libido. And that's when they came up with that catchphrase, the happy, horny, skinny drug. These are chemical compounds that are very dangerous, and they're not toys. You know, it's not a game. And unfortunately, the company just seems very cavalier in the way that they handled it.
Now, you told me in a previous conversation, and folks, you can check out some of these quotes on naturalnews.com. Also on Infowars.com, I'm sure these quotes will be there. Remind the guys to post that from our site. That most of the slideshows that these physicians used during their speeches, for which they were receiving pretty big dollars, some of them or most of them actually came from the company marketing departments.
And that's correct.
So essentially the company would hand them money, pay their airfare, set up the hotel, and then give them a PowerPoint presentation to go out and speak?
That's correct. Give them a PowerPoint presentation. And then, you know, it was one of the jobs of the representative, because there would always be a representative or manager at these conferences or these continuing medical education. A little tongue in cheek there.
Right. But just along those lines, this kind of quote education is required by state medical licensing boards for doctors to keep their licenses. They have to go and submit themselves to this kind of propaganda, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's a big facade. It's absolutely a facade. And, at some point in time, myself and Greg Thorpe, just said, this is wrong. And if a child has, a seizure because of the drug, that we're promoting, is given to a child when it's not even indicated. It's for 18 and above. It's clearly stated in the package insert. It's not for children. Who's at fault there? And where does the buck stop?
Right. I have that question for you. What caused you to stand up and speak out when most people would be happy to have a cushy job? I mean, you've been out of work. I think you were blackballed by the pharmaceutical industry. I know you're not claiming that, but that's just what it looks like to me. You've been out of work for now, what, 10 years during this battle?
I've had some odd jobs, since then, but, on all intents and purposes, I have never financially recovered. When I left the company, I was making about $140,000 a year. Because of pending litigation, I can't discuss.
Yeah, I understand.
I can't discuss the circumstances that led to my dismissal.
Sure. And by the way, the law firm, I want to give a shout out to Kenny and McCafferty out of Philadelphia. That law firm specializes in whistleblower cases, and they took on your case, and they achieved quite an amazing victory, the largest settlement in the history. And that law firm specializes in fraud cases, medical fraud, sometimes tax fraud. I see your dog very much approves of that as well.
Yeah. I wish I could, I know we're under time constraints, or I'd go and try to get her to stifle. I apologize. Izzy!
That's right. Let me throw in a comment here. Yeah, go if you want to do that.
Let me grab the dog.
Okay, let me throw in some comments here while you're doing that. We'll have better audio clarity for everybody. But folks, this is real radio. This is live radio. And Blair Hamrick, that's where he lives. He gave up a cushy job. It could have been a very wealthy situation for him. He gave that up to tell the truth, to blow the whistle, so that he could then help protect other people from this kind of thing going on. And by the way, he told me in a previous interview that at the time he left GlaxoSmithKline, they had over 40,000 speakers on their speakers bureau. So just as we were talking about this, $2,000 for 30 minutes that the doctors were getting paid as, quote, kickbacks, it turns out there were more than 40,000. The court documents revealed there were 49,000 speakers on Glaxo's Speakers Bureau, which, again, even the Department of Justice characterizes as a kind of an elaborate network of kickbacks that Glaxo has pleaded guilty to conducting. This is not a debate. It's not like Glaxo is denying this. They have pleaded guilty to this, and they said we're gonna make some changes. We're gonna do better. But this they pleaded guilty to criminal fraud. Go ahead, Blair.
One of the things that's interesting, and why I'm not with the company anymore, and I've been away for a while, so I can't attest to what's going on currently. But you're talking about compounds. Right now in the newspaper, they made a big to do about stopping paying their reps on market share and going to educating physicians, and that's how they're going to start paying their reps. But how much can you educate a physician on a compound that's 30 years old or 25 years old? I mean, you've got a drug like, for instance, Advair, that is a new compound, but it's basically two very old compounds together.
That's right.
So how much more education is a person with a business degree going to give a physician that did 10 years of school on a compound that's 25 years old?
Well, that's a really good point. And, the drug companies are desperate to try to come up with new combinations that they then spin as being breakthrough drugs when, like you described, they're really the same old chemicals, just sort of repackaged. But let's talk about off-label marketing and marketing to children, because this is something else that Glaxo pleaded guilty to.
That's correct.
They admitted that they were illegally or in violation of FDA regulations, I should say, marketing these drugs to children that were never approved for children, never even tested for children, no safety record for children. Give us the lowdown on that, Blair, as the insider who saw it firsthand.
Well, sure. I mean, you're talking about drugs where just a percent market share can mean a huge sum of money. So, the company was very concerned about patent expirations on these compounds, and they were trying to squeeze every penny they could. So, Wellbutrin or Paxil, they were trying to squeeze every penny they could. So they were trying to find new avenues to generate more money. And, one of the things that you got to ask yourself is, like, when you are selling off-label to a child, the package insert has dosing and administration. Well, what do you tell a doctor, who's going to use it on a 12-year-old? I mean, how do you tell them to dose it?
Well,
there's some inherent dangers with that.
But just to be clear, Blair, so when you were in meetings with your managers being trained on how to approach doctors and what to say, I just want to be clear, were they telling you specifically, you push this drug for children, wink, wink? Or how did that go down? What actually took place?
Well, sure. There was absolutely. In fact, you can look in some of the court documents. There's some documents about to the effect that that show that they were wanting to promote Wellbutrin for children in a disease state. I don't want to say too much, but the allegations in the document are for ADHD in children. So, it was a nod, nod, wink, wink. We all, there was a written set of rules, and then there were the real rules, and the real rules were basically, if you didn't sell off label, you weren't going to get the market shares, and if you didn't get the market shares, you wouldn't be employed very long.
So there was this really aggressive push, and obviously your salary was tied into probably bonuses for how many prescriptions were written by doctors off label and on label both. Is that how it worked?
That's correct. And they couldn't, with the way that they were tracking the prescriptions, they couldn't distinguish what was on label or what was off label. It was just get the prescriptions at whatever cost. And like you said, if you weren't making the numbers, you were then, if you were falling to the bottom half of the pool, then they would target you to and coach you to start pulling your numbers up. And so the way to get numbers up was to do speaking programs, bringing these thought leaders in to engage with your physicians, whether it was just bringing a doctor in for a lunch or having a dinner program. And, you know, many times, I mean, so often they would talk off label, whether, you know, whether it was for, you know, Wellbutrin for weight loss or, for, you know, ADHD, for sexual dysfunction or, you know, just children and the whole gamut. I mean, it was just, you know, you would have thought that the drug should have been in the water.
Well, they're trying to do that too. That's don't say that to too many people. They're going to try that.
Right.
They want to put cholesterol drugs in the water supply. That's how crazy they are. But you mentioned Wellbutrin in particular, that the catchphrase that you would repeat to doctors if you only had a minute to talk to them was the quote, happy, horny, skinny drug. And right. Yet there was no data, there was no clinical trial data whatsoever on the treating sexual dysfunction or weight loss at all, right? So that was just a fairy tale.
There may have been some shady trials or some data. You know, they also did this thing called the fax back, where you would engage with your doctor, you know, and of course you would, they would instruct you to, according to our allegations in the complaint, they would instruct you to, write, you know, doctor requests off label information on whatever drug, and then you would call an 800 number.
All right, Blair, we got to go to a break here.
Okay.
Stay with us. We'll continue with you on the other side of this break. Incredible information here from an insider previously with GlaxoSmithKline. Stay with us. We'll be right back with much more straight ahead.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, thanks for continuing with us here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in, and we are talking with former Glaxo employee and now whistleblower Blair Hamrick, who is one of the top two key people responsible for taking evidence to the Department of Justice that resulted in the $3 billion settlement, the largest in the history of medicine. Wow, incredible. Hey, Blair, let me ask you this. The typical uninformed consumer out there, let's say just a mainstream news watching someone who's not really informed, doesn't, for example, listen to the Alex Jones Show, so they're not really awakened that much. That kind of person thinks, this is what they believe, and I want you to tell us why this belief is wrong if you think so, but they believe that all the drugs are meticulously tested by upstanding scientists, that it's the gold standard of evidence-based medicine, and that the FDA scrutinizes all of this information and makes sure that drugs are only approved and released to the public after just these huge in-depth studies proving their safety and efficacy, and that the drug companies, they're really out to just help humanity. And in fact, they only kind of make money accidentally. It's not their main intent. They're really just trying to help people. You know, it should be just like a big nonprofit organization is what the way they portray themselves. So what's wrong with that view of medicine today?
When they start testing it for approval, according to the FDA, a new drug only needs to show that it's better than placebo, that it works better than placebo. So there's many compounds out there that have been available for years and years and years that are available generically, that are pennies on the dollar. And these drug companies would never put these products up against those products sometimes head to head. They only put it through against placebo, because if it's better than placebo, then they get the approval. And then, whereas if they put it head to head against something that is already approved and is cheap and is efficacious and safe, then they show inferiority to that product, well, then you're taking a drug that may be $8-$9 a pill, and something that may take 3 cents a pill.
Yeah, just to rephrase what you're saying, a lot of the new drugs that are hyped up that are expensive, like you say, $8, $9, $10 a pill, some are even more, a lot more than that, $50 a pill in some areas.
Right.
It may be an old, you know, nickel a pill drug actually works better, but they never run the head-to-head test, because that would show that the new drug isn't worth the extra $10.
Right. That's correct. You know, and maybe safer. You know, I mean, there's many compounds out there. For instance, they've got, Glaxo has a new product called Trexamit, which is a combination of an older product of Imitrex and, naproxen. Naproxen, so I think it's either naproxen,
like a,
or naproxen.
A common painkiller, yeah.
Right. And naproxen has been, you know, that drug is like 45 years old, and Imitrex came out in 1991, I think, is when that drug was launched. So there you have, you've got a 20-year-old drug and a 40-year-old drug. They mix them together, and they call it a new drug.
Well, and then at the same time, you've got the drug companies actively interfering with the generic drug manufacturers trying to bring drugs to market for cheaper prices. I saw, for example, I think AstraZeneca just got slapped by the court for trying to engage in that. Pfizer's being sued under allegations of price fixing and monopolization, right, to prevent a competing generic cholesterol drug from entering the market that would potentially reduce their sales of, I believe, Lipitor. So right, you've got these drug companies actually working against the interests of consumers. So, you know, why doesn't right, the FTC get involved in anti-competitive practices with these companies?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. But, you know, what I can say is that for every day that a generic stays off the market, they make tens of millions, perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars a day.
Yeah, they're making money every minute. Stay with us, Blair.
Sure.
Please stay with us. We're going to continue in just a minute with much more from Blair Hamrick.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.